Okay, it's 7 p.m. And do I hear a motion to begin the meeting? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance and the moment of silence. For those that can stand up, please do so. That's all right, Linda. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we'll have a moment of silence, prayer. Okay, I see we have a guest this evening, and I know what he's here for, the landscaping proposal, but let me introduce myself. I'm Mayor Stone.
I'm Beth Lush, the city clerk.
I'm Linda Beville, the road commissioner.
Susan Moffin, utility commissioner.
Dennis Hackett, safety commissioner.
Dan Small, treasurer.
Robert DeWeese, the attorney.
Okay, so since we like to get our people out of here promptly that bless us with their proposals, we're going to go, if you'll go ahead and introduce yourself and go ahead and make your presentation.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Santos. I own Tower Tenders, and we're a small local lawn landscape company here in Mobile. A few months ago, I met with Christina to take a look at the front landscaping to renovate it. We had a couple different options. First one was like a budget-friendly option. Just replace some up here. That would include just kind of work with what we got. Add a few plants here and there, refresh the rock, just clean it up a bit, do a little refresh, and I also included a proposal to completely redo everything in it, and that is what the design is. I'm not sure, do you all have the design, Cindy?
We have it here.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's the design I came up with. That's pretty much removing every single plant there besides the two arborvitaes near the sign. And all new plantings. And then a whole new rock refresh. And then I had another option with that proposal to do some stone edging to kind of contain some of that river rock that's currently in there. As you can see now, it's kind of washing out a bit. Those are my three different proposals.
Well, we have some new crepe myrtles in there. Okay. There's some. There's a few of the bushes that are still in good shape.
It's been since probably October since I looked at it, so I'm not 100% sure what it looks like right now. But yeah, I'm sure we can incorporate that into the design.
Okay, that's the big thing. We put, I don't know if they were last year or whatever, but the crepe myrtles is what we purchased back 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
So,
do you have any idea where it is on the
No, I'm not sure which one it is.
You know, and this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm tired of seeing it just pieced together with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and, oh, we got this on a deal, and let's just throw it in the front entrance. You know, it's we've got an opportunity. Christina has worked hard. She's given us an opportunity to get it landscaped by professionals who know what they're doing, and I don't know why we would even consider this bits and pieces here, there, and everywhere again. Personally, now I think this is too much because I don't sell growth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not keen on including everything that you've got on there. Those are provided. I hate those things. They hide the sign. You know, I don't think they're pretty. I wouldn't mind seeing them gone at all. But I think you've done a great job here, Christina. I think you've done a good job. And I think we need to basically start from scratch. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Here going in. I have, I mean, and every time I come into the neighborhood, I did see the same all the time for 3 years. I don't know what was before, you know, so I cannot go so fast, but this is definitely something it's brighter, it's more new, and you know, with your experience, you can help us with all planting. I don't know the flower things, nothing like that, you know, so whatever.
You don't have flowers included in that, do you?
No, I do not have an annual.
It's all greenery.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's difficult with annuals if we're dealing with
right.
something like that because
well,
of the
wrong. Yeah, and the logistics of putting in annuals. You got to block off the land. You got to make sure you don't get run over when you're putting them in there.
Well, yeah. Just the upkeep.
The upkeep, you're right.
We could, if we did want to talk about doing annuals, we can put them either side of the sign or in the front.
Right.
Islands where I have.
Honestly, I don't want any annuals, period.
Yeah, maintenance free.
Yeah, this is a very maintenance free. We talked about that.
I see the bushes you have there, though.
Once, probably in the fall, all you gotta do is cut back the grasses, and that's pretty much all you gotta do for this design.
Right.
There really isn't anything that's gonna need a whole lot of trimming throughout the year. Everything's very slow growing. Drought tolerant, perfect for rock beds.
The little gem arborvitae, that's the little round bushes, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, with the hydrangea, I think height's going to be something that.
So those are
like
little hydrangeas? Yeah, they stay very small.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And they bloom. When they bloom, they're pretty.
They are,
but
right.
But once they're bloomed, they're bloomed. You don't have to.
Once they're bloomed at the end of the year, we just cut them all back.
And you, is that something that
of
you're
course.
You
yeah,
did?
We can maintain okay. it. We can, every fall come in, we can keep it weeded.
And how tall are the arborvitaes by the trees? I mean, by the sign. Are they real tall?
They're above the sign.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Are they like the cedar looking trees?
What if we incorporate those two crepe myrtles and remove those arborvitaes and put the crepe myrtles, if they're in good shape, on either side of the sign where we have the arborvitaes?
Is this the pictures from before?
Yeah. Okay. Because with the crepe myrtles, I don't know.
Yeah, see, this is what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, those look like green giants. Yeah.
I think it still looks like that right now, even though like it's more greener stuff, but right?
Pretty much looks the same.
But it still looks the same. This is from, totally.
And it looks pieced together, you know.
Well, it is pieced together.
Yeah.
I actually looked at the Google images of what it used to look like 15, 20 years ago, and it did look pretty nice back in, I think it was like 07. I kind of look at the historical pictures of what's there, really because I saw that there's some tree stumps there, and I want to know the size of the tree because we're going to have to get those removed. That's pretty much why I did that, but I did see, you know, back in 2007, 2009, it was a pretty nice bed.
And what trees were cut down?
Bradford pears.
Bradford pear trees.
Yeah.
Is that a pretty big root system?
Yeah. So that is going to be an issue with this and the irrigation system. Those are going to be our two big issues with this project. Do we know the condition of the irrigation system?
Yeah, the irrigation system's fine. It's
fine. Okay.
It gets It gets maintenance by Evergreen every spring and fall.
And they've already turned on for the year?
They better not have.
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Okay. Yeah, so that's because we're going to probably give them a lot of
And what are these stuff. Right here? Are those?
Those to me look like. Are they daylilies, maybe?
They're daily. Are you talking about the base of the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're daylilies.
Okay. It's hard to tell in the picture.
Yeah, I mean, because the reason I asked if it was some kind of, you know, something that could be recycled, but I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, the daylilies.
You can't put them in
the uniform.
You
can't
use the stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I think, like a clean uniform look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something.
We don't want to obstruct the sun. We don't want to obstruct
right.
anybody's view coming in or going out. You know?
And I don't know with the, what was the bushes? He just said, no.
Crape myrtle?
Crape myrtles. I don't know if they're the brown ones or the tall ones.
I don't remember seeing crape myrtles in there.
I didn't think there was any crape myrtles in there, Bob. Is that
the one?
It's got purple. There's about two or three stems on it. Because it's...
Yeah, they do kind of die out and they come back to life. So,
It's about...
They're the ones that...
Yay the high.
Crystal Bond?
Crystal Bond.
Yeah.
They stayed in Harold's yard for a long time and then...
Yeah, we bought them in the fall. We bought them in the fall and they got planted in the spring.
Well, could they be moved somewhere, like by the flagpole or something? Or?
Well, anything that they don't want to use, we should reposition, relocate.
Yeah. Because they make it tall.
I just would like, I prefer to start all over.
Yeah, I think that the little gems would be wonderful.
I mean, we have the budget to do it. And rather than
trying to... little gem first would... probably look nice.
Yeah, everything's going to stay very small in this design. Very little maintenance besides weeds popping off and running.
So that would be option two? Forward thinking for design.
We're lucky we do have a sprinkler system in there. It's only
watering
it when it's July.
I'm not sure which.
Option three's got the edge here.
Okay, so the main option, that's the budget friendly. That's the one with, we're just working with what we got, add a few plants.
Okay.
Option two is the full replacement of everything. And then option three is adding a rock edging.
What kind of rock edging are you talking about?
I brought a picture of it, so I know that was going to be the question. It's going to look like that.
I don't want that.
Okay, here's the problem we had when we had some blocks. They wanted to play pool with them.
So these are, I think I got these in concrete.
Got them in concrete?
We're going to put them in concrete, yeah.
Well, what's it? Yeah. You got a curb there.
Yeah. So if we do not do those, we have issues with the rock coming over. So when they put the rock in, they should have taken more topsoil out.
Yeah.
Is the big issue. So now we just have too much rock in there, and it's just...
Can you put more metal edging?
Yeah, we can do a metal
edging. No, you don't want to do a metal edging. They drive on that thing, that curb.
I'm talking above the concrete.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. These people drive over that curb.
Yeah.
We used to have yellow blocks,
Oh, that's right. We did.
We had yellow blocks. Remember, we ended up taking them out because
they were stacked up. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they did.
And they kept playing pool with them. They'd hit them and kick them.
Yeah, these would be sunken in concrete, so they're not going anywhere. You can drive over them, do anything.
Do they have to be white?
I can do different colors. Yeah, we can do.
That's my only thing.
I think we're going overboard with that.
But you don't think the black edging, that
That won't work. They will drive over top of it. We just lost
them. Well, I didn't know they're up driving up on the carbon.
Well, we just lost the signs. The sign light's got to be repaired because they drove up and hit it.
Lord have mercy. If we don't do it, I think we're looking at having to go in and dig up a bunch of the existing soil and river rock.
Yeah, well, see, when they installed that median, okay, they didn't dump the dirt anywhere else other than the middle of that median.
Yeah, it's mounted up. So we really got to, if we don't do that, we're going to have to do something or you're always going to have the rocks.
Well, we got a flock out pole in there now.
I mean, I would mind something like this, but I don't want the white. I would like something more there.
It does have that's a picture. I mean, it does have some different shades.
I'm just saying, I would like something a little bit more.
It's a natural sun. I mean, there's some beiges in there, some whites, maybe some little bit of red in there too. But yeah, that's just my prayer.
Made it look pretty white, I guess. Maybe it was like a paint, so. Yeah. I like the idea of starting fresh. Because you're talking about how many years has it been up there? How many years has it been there?
I just remember when they put it in.
Which was when?
Carol can tell you.
Carol, how long has that entrance been there?
A long time. I like it when before they built all the little cottages over here, and it was over there where you could really see it, and it was up on it. That's the entrance. I really enjoyed coming because you want to be proud of the area you live in. And I'm going to be honest with you that what's going there now is not turning me on at all. It's irritated me for a long time.
And you've been there, what, 54 years?
Yeah, and no, 49. Don't tell me. 49. Yeah.
Okay, so
I watched lots of houses even though. Yeah.
Then I think it's time for
a refresh. I agree, yeah. I mean, we have those big arborvitaes that are the entrance, and oh, they drive me crazy. I try to get them removed, but our landscape, I would not do it.
We have three at the edge of the building where I live, and it completely hides the building sign. You can't see it.
They block the light.
They block the light.
Yeah.
On the curbing, why couldn't you use a color, since you said it comes in different colors, that basically not either matches but would complement the sign color?
Yeah,
it's a pretty
sign.
It is a nice sign.
Nice looking sign.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nice looking sign.
Yeah. I could probably get something similar to that color.
Yeah, because I mean, there's a wide variety there.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Where you could go, like a lighter tan or maybe a little darker. Mm-hmm. But basically, just coordinate it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And then, are we set on removing these arborvitaes?
What?
Removing the arborvitaes?
Next to the sign.
Well, the only thing that I got a problem with removing them is on the north side, which is opposite of Westport Road. Is all the electrical boxes. They hide the electrical boxes.
Okay.
That was probably the reason why they put in there. They were pain to get to. But, you know, if we could put something there that, you know, the Eldrini's meters there.
That would camouflage it, but make it a little bit easier to get to.
Is the electrical box, is it lower, is it higher, or where?
When you're looking at, it's about that far off the ground, off the top of the landscape.
Okay, so we're going to need something a little bit higher.
It's the LG&E meters there, and the controls for the irrigation's there.
Yeah, I can think of something for that.
So 811 will have to come out and mark it, I guess.
Well, 811, anytime you do any, hey, anytime you do any planning, even at your house,
uh-huh.
you're supposed to have 811 right. out there.
Well, it'd be good for them to know.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, my biggest concern with this one, this project, would be the stuff 811's not going to get, like the lighting for the spotlights and the irrigation. That's what's the biggest concern.
Well, the irrigation, Evergreen will come out and mark.
Okay. Yeah.
What about the light wires? Lighting wires?
Well, the lighting wires are right there. They don't go very far.
Yeah, we can
the lighting wire, because the control box for the light is right there next to the electrical box. Okay? So your lighting wires are pretty much right there where the posts are. And we've got to have that guy out also, because they, like I said, somebody took one of the LEDs out on the east side of the sign. They took the one closest to Westport Road. Just knocked it off. Don't know how much damage they did to their vehicle, but
how long ago were those grab repairs removed?
Oh, a year.
A year ago. A
couple of years ago.
Was it a year ago?
When Crystal was here.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, but I was not here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been at least 2 years. Yeah.
Those dumps are going to be pretty still there. They're not going to be rotten at all.
Well, the flat post didn't find them, so there you can tell where they were.
Yeah.
There's a little hump.
I remember seeing them.
Yeah. But I don't think they're that deep.
Okay.
Because the flock, when they put the flock pole in, we got flock cameras now.
Okay.
And they didn't run into any tree root. And they were, it's pretty much in the center between the end of the sign and the end of the median.
Oh, so it's in the
yeah.
now?
It's in the center.
The flock cameras?
Yeah, there's a 12-foot pole with two flock cameras, one for in and one for out.
Okay.
They just been put in the last month, so.
Yeah, that might have to change up a little bit of this design a little bit.
But there's no wires to them.
They're all solar.
Yeah, it's all solar.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all it takes is a motion and a vote.
Well, I would like to make the motion that we...
Well, before we proceed, I just want to, with the pricing, option two, the four, the replanting the signs at 784, we take the tax outright.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rock edging we're doing, is that separate? Like, you're going to add that together?
Yeah,
so see, it's going to be $7,084.50 right. plus the $5,000.
So it's a total of $12,000?
That's what it looks like.
Does that include tax?
No.
There's no tax.
It has included tax.
We have a exception.
Yeah, she told me.
Yeah, it was included, and this is like, he gave me a new.
Yeah, I got a new one printed off if y'all want to add taxes on it.
Did she send that to you? Or I don't think I sent anything
to
anybody.
Yeah, she sent me the...
Okay.
I'm going to need a... Oh, yeah, you did send me. I just didn't print it. It's the old one, that's why.
Okay.
$25.95. It's going to be about $11,679.
And then that would change if we did take these harbor bodies away and add something. So, yeah.
Which one would you take?
Yeah, it just depends on what we put there. The price difference, I don't know.
The miniature, I guess, that are short.
I think it's money well spent.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And if, when will you be able to start?
Probably, we're usually about 2-3 weeks out, so.
Okay, what was that date, Mayor?
Okay. We just need to start. If we're going to have it in the 26th budget, we need to get it started before June 30th.
That's definitely.
Okay.
Sure.
So, because any project that started before the end of the fiscal year can be carried. Once we get the bill, okay, now we have to have the bill and everything paid for before August 31st, according to statute, okay, so that it can be included in fiscal year 26. And we have the excess, or we have the funds available to do this. I just want to make sure that if we're going to do it this year, we need to get it started. It doesn't have to be finished by the 30th. It just has to be started by the 30th.
For sure, yeah, we can. We might be able to get it done.
Okay, okay. And then once you get it done, you send us the bill, and we go through the process like we have a expense sheet,
yeah.
Okay, that everybody initials off on. So once we get the bill, it comes to the city meeting again, gets initial off on, and then you get paid.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
I'm used to it.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give you the lowdown on how it works. So
yeah, we're
because we're a little bit more responsible with the fiscal money that the taxpayers pay us.
Yeah, I deal with all the HOAs and
yeah. So all right. So what's the motion?
That we accept. The proposal presented tonight by Turf Tenders to landscape the front entrance.
Option 3, is that correct?
It's option 2 for the pool fence for design, and the option 3 rock edging installation for those two.
So option
proposal. Yeah.
Okay, do I hear a second? Okay, thank you, Commissioner Babil, for the motion. Do I hear any? Okay, thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. We'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Mayor Stone says aye. Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Babil?
Yes.
Okay, motion's passed. All right, so if you hang around for a few minutes, we got something else that may become available. So,
okay. And then, yeah, I just want to reiterate the irrigation issue.
Uh-huh.
We need to make sure it's working.
It'll be on.
Okay, and I'm not sure if we want to share this design or something with the irrigation company if they want to make adjustments to their system to maybe some of the heads are turned off for some reason.
Well, the only heads that are around the center or around the edge. There's only heads.
Okay, yeah.
There's nothing in the center. All the irrigation system other than where the valves are, which is under that fake rock.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything else is right around the
okay.
Right around the edge. There's nothing in the center at all.
And if we break anything, we'll fix it. We have irrigation guys ourselves, so we can.
Okay.
We can of course fix.
But Commissioner Resendez can let them know that we're planning on doing that work there.
Okay.
And she can get them to.
Yeah, it's just going to be important to make sure we can get these plants watered once.
Right. Right.
Installed. These do come with a 1-year warranty.
Okay.
Just FYI.
So just get me, my email address is mayor@. Okay. Send me the contract so that I can sign off on it.
Perfect.
And that way we can get this thing implemented.
Rocking and rolling.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Ms. Campbell, do you have anything, citizen comments?
Thank you for doing this.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think she's the one that started it, right?
All right. April 21st, 2026, city meeting minutes. They were distributed and also placed on the website. Was there any corrections or anything? Do I hear a motion to accept the April 21st, 2026 city meeting minutes
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Babil. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. City financial reports were distributed. Anybody find any corrections need to be needed? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the April 2026 city financial reports?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
Aye.
Commissioner, thank you, Commissioner Resendez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the invoices have been signed up on. Okay, next thing we have is the legal contract, legal and contracts.
You missed the expenses.
Huh?
You passed up the expenses.
Oh, I just did. Yeah, the expenses have been passed
through. You did the financials.
Huh?
You just did the, am I right?
Yeah.
You did the financials.
I said the invoices, yeah. That's what I just talked about.
We didn't get an approval. We didn't do a vote on it.
We don't need to do a vote on it.
I didn't think we did.
We initial off on them.
You just didn't say that part.
Oh, okay. All right. The invoice has been initialed. They saw off on them. Okay. All right. Next thing we're going to talk about is the, for the second read, the City of Worthington Hills 2026 property tax ordinance. On the back of the agenda you have, I have the information about what we're allowed to do. I put what the minimum allowed is and then the maximum allowed is without having a full public hearing. So keep in mind, whatever we do, the if it's paid before July 31st, there's a 2% discount. So if we was to do the bare minimum, we end up probably getting less revenue. Dan checked when I talked to him yesterday, the day before, about how many people actually or how many properties are paid prior to the 31st, and he said 86% of our revenue comes in before the 31st of July.
Because okay, you know, something that I want to mention also is that we all got our property valuations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I'm just giving this as an example. Mine went up $67,000. So even if I paid the same tax rate that I paid last year, the city is still getting $67,000 more in revenue than they got
what?
Last year.
No.
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 No. No. We are not allowed to use the tax rate from last year.
Well, no, I'm not saying from last year. I'm just saying we could stay actually decrease it if we wanted to.
We have to decrease.
Yeah.
We're required by law
right,
to decrease.
Right, to decrease it.
Right. Yeah, we have to decrease it so that our amount of property tax revenue is not more than 4% from free labor.
But we wouldn't have a shortfall, would we?
Well, it's not really a shortfall. It's just that you have to remember it's exponential. It's compounding. Every year, each time we do an increase in revenue, okay, that gets added to the next year's revenue amount. So if we don't have a revenue increase for 1 year, okay, we miss out on that revenue increase allowance under the statute.
Okay.
It's an ongoing. It's a compounding. So 4% this year. If we had $100,000, well, just this simple, $200,000 in property tax revenue this past year, I believe, we're pretty close to it. Okay. So we're allowed to have 208,000 for this year. Okay? If we skip that, then we maintain the 200,000 and our expenses still increase without it. Okay? And so 208,000 this year will be what, 213, 14 for next year if we did the 4%. What I'm proposing is we do no less than 2%. We maintain 2 to 4, because if you get the 2% discount, then they're pretty much going to have pretty close to the same amount as last year.
Right. Okay.
Okay. If we do the 4%, we still end up with about $6,000 or $7,000 increase in our revenue. And where does that have? Okay.
But is it the 4% that you can't go back down from?
You can't decrease the amount. You can't decrease less than what your previous year's revenue is. That's why this formula works this way. See, it tells what our projected amount for 25 was. Okay? That was our property tax rate was $120,886,770. Well, we didn't get that. I don't have a copy of that. Hang on a second, a minute.
That's not 120,000.
That's your property. That's 120 million.
$836,770.
That is our total assessed values of the properties. Okay. Now our total assessed values is 150. That's why I gave you those sheets previously, the projections, so that you can see the difference. I don't have them this month, but here again, the numbers are the numbers. No less than 0.145, that's a minimum. That will give us the same projected property tax revenue. Well, here it is over here. 217. We didn't get 217. We got 199, 196. Okay. And see, if we do the max, then the projected is 218. Anyhow, this is the sheet they give us. This is the worksheet they give us, and it gives us the numbers that we're allowed to do. 0.145 0.150. I've got this in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, the 0.150. Yeah, I put it in the wrong one. Yeah, I put it in the wrong one. You got to move it down. But the 0.15 is the maximum we're allowed to do.
But if we do the maximum, we got to stay at the maximum from here on.
No. Every year you get to decide what to do. The downfall by not taking the 4% is we miss that compounding. We did this in 22. Okay? We did the max in 22 and we still lowered the tax rate. I sent you all what it amounts to per year on your own personal taxes.
Yeah.
property tax. And nobody was really over 40 or 50 bucks. And that's for a whole year.
What are the people getting for their money? I mean, are we gonna increase any of the services we provide? I'm just asking because I know we're in a contract with, like, Ecotech, and their rates are going to change. Right?
Yeah, and that's on here. I've got that information.
I mean, that's
here
what
for
I'm
our
saying. Their rates are going to change.
Yeah, they're going up. They're going up almost $7,000.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Just here, I haven't passed these out yet, but the option two is what they're in their in the column, first column there. Now I brought the I'm wanted to see you go from $142,264.80 this year, that at the end of June it jumps starting July 1st to $149,361.12, and that is just short of $7,000. And again, I want to reiterate that the, you know, we give 2% discount for early. I mean, so asking for 2% from the majority of the people, I don't believe it's out of line. I mean, again, I did the calculations. $40-$50 was the most that it was for any of our properties per year. That figures out to be about $4 a month. Now, and that's doing the 4% without the discount.
Remind me, what is included in this option two cost?
Option two is what we got now. The dumpsters and every other week on yard waste and yard waste ends this year on the 23rd of November, and the recycling goes every other week. And trash is every day or every week. And by the way, it appears from what I've been reading that Louisville doesn't pick up yard waste all year long, and there's a number of other communities that are doing every other week on the recycling. So we're not doing anything different than anybody else. Or, you know, the majority.
Did you tell me Coldstream does every other week?
Yes. Yes. They've been doing it for 3 years. When when Waste Management took over, I can't forget what the name of that company was, they went to every other week. So, all I need is a motion on what you want to do. If you want to do 3%, then we get a big 1% increase because the majority of the people are going to be paying theirs before the end of July, or do you want, you know, we can do 2, 3, 4, I do not want to go below 2. And that is because we end up with getting less because of the discount. 86% of the properties get paid prior to the 31st of July. So that just, you're biting your nose off, bite your face. All right, then Mayor Stone will make a motion that we go to 4%, which is the 0.150. There a second? Okay, no second.
What if we do 3%?
3% is 0.14875. You want to make a motion for that?
I can make a motion for 3%.
I'll second that. Okay, we'll have a roll call vote. We'll start with Mayor Stoneham. Yes. Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Okay. So, a motion for a 3% increase, which equals to 0.1485875, and I will read the ordinance. Or do you want? I'll tell you what. I'm going to let our attorney read the ordinance. And we'll get you a copy of this.
There you go.
All right. All right, y'all, pay attention.
Ordinance number 2, Series 2016, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, a tax ordinance for fiscal year July 1, 2026 to June 30th, 2027, be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills City Commission that Section 1, pursuant to KRS 92.5204, City adopts the land and improvement valuations of the Jefferson County Property Valuation Administrator. Section 2, a per $1...
Per $100.
I'm sorry, per $100... 0.14875 city ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of each unabandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1, 2026. Section 3, a per $100 0.75 ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of each abandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1, 2026. Section 4, these tax levies are necessary to generate sufficient revenue to pay budgeted city expenses for the 2026-2027 fiscal year to properly govern the city for the residents' benefit. Section 5, the tax payment schedule for city properties is the base tax reduced by 2% if paid before August 1, 2026, the base tax when paid in August 2026, the base tax plus 12% of the base tax if paid in September 2026, the base tax plus 12% of the base tax plus 2% monthly of the base tax plus a $50 administration fee plus attorney and recording fees if paid after September 30th, 2026. Section 6, the ordinance effective date is July 1, 2026, passed and approved by the City Commission during the May 19, 2026 city meeting pursuant to Kentucky law.
Thank you. I'll have Beth send you a PDF copy of that.
Thank you.
Okay. Where did that go? There it is. All right, so we passed that. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the budget proposal and on the budget ordinance. So we had the first read this month. This is based off of the numbers that are on our worksheet, which we have been working with. I believe will be fine with where they are, but we'll be able to change these, the budget and amounts, if we need to, over the course of the year. So, ordinance number 3, series 2026, City of Worthington Hills, 2026-2027 fiscal year budget ordinance, be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that Section 1, according to KRS 91A.030.10, the Kentucky City of Worthington Hills does hereby adopt this 2026-2027 fiscal year budget ordinance. General fund revenue would carry over $476,750. General fund expense, $476,500. This ordinance shall be properly signed and published and become effective on July 1st, 2026. Passed and approved on June 16th, 2026 at the regular scheduled meeting of the legislative body of Worthington Hills pursuant to Kentucky statutory law. I'll make sure that gets put into 6. Okay. So that's the first read on it. And again, we'll get to the worksheet here in a minute. Okay, old business.
I have some business.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, we've been talking about paving.
Right.
Remember, I have these updated, and we're going to have to get on somebody's schedule. You know, I mean, we know that the price of asphalt can come up, go down, but we still need to get it scheduled.
Those updated proposals you handed out, Linda?
What?
You said, is that an updated proposal?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to check.
The only one that still says a 2025 on it is All Terrain, but the email that he sent me said that the proposal is going to stay the same.
Okay, I do know the last time Ludenberg was done, it was done by Flynn Brothers, and it held up real good. And Flynn Brothers has the major contract with the Kentucky State and the interstates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Keeping that in mind and having past experience with them, I would highly recommend that.
I don't have any problem with Flynn Brothers either, but they do have a good reputation throughout the state. I want to get on somebody's schedule.
Right.
And
when we get on the schedule, what we can do is ask for it to be after the fiscal year, okay? Because when we did Middlesex and when we did Bay Run, they were both, Bay Run was done in like July or August, and Middlesex was done in October.
I think the way it is now, I think if they put us on the schedule, it's going to well be into August.
Right. Well, that'd be great. Because here's what we need to make sure of. That asphalt has to maintain a certain temperature.
Exactly. And the closer we get to fall, if we're going to do it this year, we need to get on somebody's schedule.
Right. Right. So I'll make a motion that we go with the Flynn Brothers quote of $115,261.55. What's this to install new? Reduce speed humps. Replace speed humps 4 and install 2 new.
We have one. We need one more over on Tazewell.
We did. Oh, okay. But that's only one.
And then there was another one that is so bad that they're going to have to on Lunenburg there right before.
Right, but that should be just replacing the one on Lunenburg. The one that's right there just before you get, it's between Queen Anne's and...
Okay, well then I'll ask him to...
All of them have to be replaced. There's one at past, as you're coming from Halifax, there's one that's after Heathville, but before Boynton. Then there's another one between Queen Anne's and...
That's the one I forgot.
Yeah, that's Queen Anne's and Lunenburg Court. Then there's another one that is prior to Bay Run. And then there's another one that just passed the speed sign on past Pulaski, between Pulaski and Northumberland.
So there's, I need to ask him to redo this.
That's okay. It'll just be less. For $4,000 apiece. It's four plus it says install two new. Okay? Well, I'd like to know where the other new one is.
Well, I don't know.
Right. I mean, it's still, we just need to have it corrected to it. It's
okay.
One new one.
Okay.
Okay. Is there, it doesn't say anything about putting thermoplastic arrows on it. I'm assuming that's part of the 4,500.
Correct.
Okay. If it isn't, it'll be the same cost as the new one.
Because we do want thermoplastic on them. We've got to get away from this painting business.
Well, everything that we put the thermoplastic on, the ones that are on that we put in. Yeah, we don't want to be painting them, period.
Well, some of them over there now are just terrible.
Well, I know, but, you know, you can only do so much. But I made the motion for Flynn Brothers.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Roll call vote. Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Mulpin?
Yes.
Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Mayor Stone, yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Just get me a contract, and I'll let them know that we have. I also need to let them know that we have a tax exempt on it.
Okay.
Okay. We've already done the Westport Road entrance landscaping because we had our contractor here. All right. It was brought up last month about the new flag, or considering a new flagpole. And I immediately contacted four people. Three of them would just give me a quote over the phone, and it did not include installation. So the only one that we got for installation was the one that I'm about to hand out. I'll get to the tax bills and other stuff here in a minute. I want to get him taken care of. Because there's something we have to do if we decide to do this.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the Louisville Flagpole Company, LLC. They're 50-foot satin aluminum internal hydro flagpole with installation. This one was the one that came installation. Everybody else that I talked to, the flagpole by itself was over $9,000 without installation. So, and again, the ideal place would be in the center of our flagpole area where the bird feeder is right now, could be taken out. But if we decide to do this, we have to have a way of getting up there, because right now there's landscaping block, and I think it's 18 inches, so there'd be a really hard time getting up to the flagpole. So I've been thinking about this. What we can do is repurpose part of those landscape rocks and make an incline grade to get up to the flagpole. If we decide to do it, that's why I wanted the landscaper here, so he could be aware of what we're talking about. It's the big blocks.
Yeah.
But basically, by taking a portion out, you would be able to use them as the border to use the fill, maybe take some fill from the front entrance that you're going to need to get rid of and use it for an incline with some sort of pavers or something up to it. Okay? It's going to, you know, that would add extra cost, but here again, somebody mentioned the new flagpole. We have the 250th anniversary coming up for the United States. Our other flagpole, our flagpole we have now is also a 9/11 memorial, and we could, there's a flag that we could get for it. I mean, this is the flag. I think it's kind of a white background, and then it's got 9 and 2 towers make 11, and then it's got the Pentagon behind it and the shape of Pennsylvania for the three aircraft. So this was a thought that was brought up by one of our commissioners, and I bought into it the next day when I started thinking about it. I think it would be nice for our city. We had the funds this year to do it. We just need to, like I said, just reposition our expense amounts for different categories that we have now. And it would be easy to do to have it in place by July 4th. I talked to the owner, and he says it's a three-day process. It's basically there's a pole that goes into the ground, 6 feet, I think he said, and then it gets attached to the extension that's out of ground. And they do that. They have to bring in a crane or a lifter to do that, but it has to sit for 2 days in the cement before they can put the pole in. And this was a nice thing. When you look at everything that comes with it, it doesn't only come up with the, it's got a gold ball ornament, it has all the hardware, and depending on the size flag, you get a flag, the right size flag for it.
We all know how I feel about the flag. And you know why I feel that way. So, you know, I would like to see us have a decent looking flag flying in the city. I guess I'm just tired of it. It seems like, and this is just me, it sometimes looks, or I feel like things are just an afterthought. You know, they just do it here, did it there, because it just wasn't that important the way it used to be. You know, with the previous administration, it wasn't a lot of pride taken in what the city looks like. Remember what the green spaces look like. And we got that mess cleaned up.
Yeah, Ms. Campbell, do you remember... The flagpole wasn't there when you all first moved in here.
And I cannot remember when they put it in. I'm going to be honest with you. But I know Harold would be thrilled to have a 50-foot flagpole. He would definitely agree with this one. But I do not remember when they put that in.
Well, it's been there as long as I can remember.
It's been a long time because that was finished, that whole area.
Right. I'm kind of, and here again is, so, and the installer said he could also give us the information we need for the electrician to put the light on it.
Yeah.
because you have to have a, you have to light like we have now. So that all can be done. We just need to decide if we want to go through with this. We're talking probably another, I don't know, how much, just a guesstimate. If we was to take that landscaping rock and widen it out to say you take 48 inches, I don't know how many rocks that would be, but by doing that and then layering them down, bricking them down, okay, and then putting the fill in with some pavers from the street or something that would be...
So right now it's a slope and we're trying to...
No. Right now it's just a big circle like a campfire, okay? What we want to do is take a portion of those out so that we can reuse them and grade it so it goes up to the flagpole. Because there's no way... Right now, it would, you'd need a stepladder to get up.
Oh, okay. So it's... How tall do you think it is right now?
I think it's 18 inches. It's either 18 or 24.
And we want to get rid of all those?
We don't want to get rid of the rock. Or we don't want to get rid of the landscaping rock. We want to reuse them by taking them... Taking the portion out that we're going to put to the entrance to the flagpole. Okay? And stepping it down so that we have...
So it creates some steps up to the flagpole.
Well, don't want steps.
Okay.
It's an ADA problem.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to...
Our incline.
Figure out what it looks like now.
Which is a big circle.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that.
Yeah. If you think about a fire pit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how it is right now, but it's got dirt in the center. And it's got some four landscaping, east, west, north, and south.
Do you need it? Can we just take that completely out altogether?
I really don't want to take it out.
Okay, so
because it looks nice. It really looks nice. There's no irrigation in it at all.
Okay.
Okay, it's just basically the irrigation.
I thought it did have irrigation.
The flag area has irrigation, but it's not in that center area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was the one that, remember somebody knocked the head off of it and Carol was out walking one morning and stepped in water above her ankles.
That is, basically it's a circle.
Yeah.
You got three or four levels of rock.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's four. That would probably mean it's probably 24 inches. Okay. If it's 6 inch.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So if you took a portion between the two hedges, or two, because they basically face the bushes that are there, they're healthy. And there's one on the north, one on the south, one on the east, and one on the west. Okay. But there's a way of getting into the area between them, okay, coming in from the back, not from the front, coming in from the back. There's a drive around area. And having it inclined up using those pavers, or if we need some extras, we get, you know, we purchase the extras to get it to where it would be. Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely.
And there's probably enough fill dirt that you're getting out of the front to get to that point. But that's what I wanted to bring up, because the only way we can put that flagpole in there where that circle is, we've got to have a way of getting to it. And I don't want to put wood in and make a friggin' step, you know, because wood just rots over time unless you got tricks.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. Let me,
You could probably look at it.
Yeah, I'd like to take a look at it. I can work up something.
Well, just go to town right now, okay?
Okay.
But yeah. That is.
Yeah, we're just slowing you up with all kinds of work on it.
We're talking quite a bit. We're talking enough to. We still will have some level of surplus this year. But I would like, because we've had another good year on our revenue and, well, on our expenses, to basically do this. I mean, this is a good celebration. 250 years the United States have been in place. And that flag, if I'm not wrong, is a 15 by 12. Oh.
Wow.
Oh,
this is going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Well, okay, hang on a second here. Yeah, it's a, okay, it's a 10 by 15. Okay.
Still going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Our current flag is supposed to be 4 by 6. We've got a 3 by 5 up there right now. But a 4 by 6 is what it is. And we just got the replacement one for that. But it doesn't matter. Again, this is what really, you know, got me was, you know, when I saw everything we got with it, plus it got installed, I'm like, oh, this is pretty much,
premonition. Wouldn't it be great if we had some sort of a dedication?
Well, that was the idea, but we have to try and get this going, because if we don't do it now, it's not going to get done by the 4th. And I talked to the owner. He says that if we can make a decision tonight, he can get it in by the 4th.
And we could dedicate it, ask veterans that live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I can put it out on the website and everything.
Get your old uniform out.
Well, again, you know, that's going to be a very busy weekend. That's a Saturday. The 4th of July is a Saturday.
I know, but still, it doesn't hurt.
But we could put it out there, and anybody wants to come up there and be part of the dedication and celebration, that'd be great. There'd be no fireworks.
Well, there you go. Always got to put a damper on the party, Bob.
Well,
I'm sure there's going to be fireworks. Like thunder over Louisville in that area.
Oh, yeah. I really like every bit of this idea. I really, really, truly do.
Yeah, I'll stop by in the next couple of days and take a look at it and see if I can work something out or get some ideas for you.
You can hand out sparklers.
Well, once we, you know, you'll probably have to come back. We'll probably have to vote on the stuff for the modification on the landscape in the next meeting, which is the 16th of June, which is 4 weeks away. So it's not, it'll still have enough time. You'll still have your work going on up at the, you know, main entrance. So, we can make a pretty quick, decision once. But the flagpole has got to be able to get to, you know. And since I've started having my leg problems, I'm very aware of ADA requirements, so that's why I'm saying 48 inches wide would give us enough distance to where, and there's probably enough block, there's probably enough that landscape block to give us the angle that we need to have, because it's not that high.
Well, and when we have the dedication, we want people to be able to access the area as well.
Yes. Right. So.
I'm not stepping over a wall.
So anyhow. Okay?
Yep, I'll take over that.
All right, so I do hear a motion on the flagpole.
Am I the only one here that makes the motion? Dennis, come on.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to construct the flagpole.
50-foot flagpole?
50-foot.
Okay. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Melvin. We'll do a roll call vote.
Thank you. All right, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Malkin?
Yes.
Commissioner Bill?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Mayor Stoneham? Yes. And we will... I will contact the owner tomorrow and let him know. Okay. Now, going back to tax bills, which was further up. United Direct Solutions is referred our work over to Derby City Litho, and I did check Derby City Litho. I talked with them, and their quote actually comes in less than what on the processing, not the stamps. Okay, the mailing is more expensive because the postal service went up from last year. But the overall labor and service that they provide, which is the same as last year, is $6 less. Last year it came out to like $708.80 or something like that. So they are going to do the same thing. We're going to get the, we'll be doing the insert letter. They'll take one of the three sections of the bill, giving us the other two sections back. They will insert them into the, well, before they insert them, they'll print on the envelope that this is the city of Warrenton Hills tax bills like we did last year. Okay. It says right there, Derby City will print tagline on outside of number nine furnished envelope, which we get from PVA. We'll tear the bottom section off tax bill, insert into the nine window envelope along with the folded insert and seal. And then they'll send the postage out. So I've already signed this. I've already approved it because we needed to get on their schedule.
So it's going to be $1,225.
Yeah, we paid. But here again, the postage is what changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Postage always changes. But yeah, the overall, like I said, the labor cost last year or for the processing was $708.80, if I remember right. And again, I pay the postage before they do any work. But I just wanted to bring this to your attention because we already had approved to do the work with United Direct. And apparently they're doing this to all their small... Oh, here it is. It's on the back. On the back is the bill from last year.
They don't raise postage
again. Well, we're going to get it out before postage. Postage is going up in July, but our mailing goes out before it goes up.
Okay.
Again, you know, post office is, you know, doing great deliveries. Ooh. So, anyhow, that was what I wanted to bring to your all's attention. Okay?
So we got,
huh? All right. Okay, here's the budget worksheet. Again, I still haven't heard from anybody, and I keep passing these out.
They must like it, so let's move on.
I know. On this one, you'll also see I did something a little bit to give us a heads up, because we're going to have to make an adjustment to the worksheet at our July city meeting, because we the cost for our tax bills is over $7,500 this year. We get which we need to take into account. Okay, so that's going up, and that's the two items I've got adjusted because I know those numbers. We'll also be adjusting the open space maintenance now, which we will also probably, anybody, the flag pole, I think should go into office space maintenance budget. So we gotta adjust those prices for that. So, but we have enough revenue from other areas that we can realign as we need in July to keep our budget expense and revenue at the same amount. So at the end of end of April, we're 199,441, which is just short of $60 of what the budget amount was. We're doing really well with our insurance premium tax. We've done very well because we got those CDs. Our CDs have made a big difference. That's another reason we should have no problem with the landscaping and the flagpole. Because we right now we've got a surplus of $158,143.43. So this is a good time to take care of the beautification of the city, which benefits everybody and means in probably 20, 30, we will probably have another property increase, property value increase, because it's every 4 years. They have four different areas in Jefferson County, and each area gets a reassessment every 4 years, and it happened to be our 4 years this year. So, any questions on the budget worksheet? If not, we'll keep working on it. I'll have the right numbers next month for sure for the budget ordinance. Well, I have what it projected. But it looks good. Here's a good thing, okay? Right now, we have, based off of the proposal that we've gotten from Flynn Brothers, we can continue probably with the CD as it is.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
However, there are going to be some little cosmetic touch-up that we need to do, and I'm only saying this because I hit one of them. The speed bumps, there are other speed bumps that they are going to have to be painted. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just going to have to be because...
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem painting the speed bumps.
Okay, because see them in the shadows. You know.
You can't see them when they're under snow either.
Well, that's true. But what I'm saying is I don't want somebody...
I know. Speed bumps usually need to be painted. That's the reason why when we put the new speed humps, whenever we do the road work, when we put the new speed humps in, we put the new size speed humps in and the thermoplastic arrows on them, okay? There is no sense in trying to change out the speed humps when we got to...
No.
And there is no doubt in my mind now that when they put these yellow speed bumps in, they did not key them in. That's the reason why we have what we have with them.
Yeah, they're They've not
they're
been
terrible. Keyed up. You're right. Yeah. But people need to go over the speed humps at the speed limit.
That's right.
Or less. At less, really. Because here again, when I learned to drive, I learned how to drive off of a curb. Okay? When high school, our driver's ed class had come out of the one door down by the gym and the car didn't have a driveway. I learned how to drive off the curb. And a lot of these people don't realize you can't hit them speed humps at 25 miles an hour. You need to hit them at 5 or 10, less than 10 miles an hour. So, but the worst one is on Ludenberg, so it'll get replaced. I mean, I won't go with it any other than that. There is, you might want to have them also look at that that place that's on Ludenberg Court. Okay? All right. Well, nothing else on the worksheet, then we'll move along. Nothing on the ambassadors. Emergency communications.
Channel 16.
Channel 16. Okay. All right. Any new business other than what I've got?
I have just a snippet. Dan had emailed me about a charge, a prorated charge on Ecotec's bill for $693. It was dated, it was April's invoice, but dated 7/1.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I called and I spoke with the receptionist or billing, and she said she would get back with me. And then I called yesterday to follow up, and she sent me to Stephen within the accounts payable, and I left a voicemail, and I haven't heard anything yet. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe it could be the additional
might be
yard waste pickup.
Right.
At the end of,
we have one.
Yeah. Or two.
Might be.
But
which,
I'm
you know,
back, I'll have it in my report.
Okay. All right. On the new business. Okay. I got an email from Bike to Beat Cancer. Again, September 12th. And I did email her back because I had some problems with, we had problems with last year's group of bikers. They ignored the stop sign at Halifax and Ludenburg, at least in the afternoon, I'll put it that way, which I expressed my concern because my understanding was they're supposed to follow the traffic rules, and I took, you know, pretty much felt like they were just, and they weren't slowing down. You know, when they were coming back, I watched three groups because I happened to be out. They could see the traffic coming out of Coldstream. They could see the traffic coming up Ludenburg towards Coldstream. They just went straight through. And I'm not talking about, you know, they're two or three, they're stragglers. You know, they were on the long route, the 60-mile route. But my assumption is, and again, this is an assumption because I didn't see them in the morning, was that that's probably what happened in the morning also. So I pretty much told her if they're not going to stop for the stop sign, and I was going to bring this up to you all, this is a problem because we're not providing the safety guards for them to run them stop signs. And if they're going to run stop signs in Worthington Hills, they're going to have to provide safety guards at those that intersection. It's the only stop sign they have in Worthington Hills, going the route that we put them on. They have the Sheriff's Department or LMPD, when they come out of Northumberland on the Westport Road, then they turn and go down to Collins Lane and turn left there. So apparently they have law enforcement at those intersections, but there was no crossing guard of any type in Worthington Hills when I saw them moving through. So I have put the bug in their head that they're on probation, and I just wanted to let you know that I told them if we see it again this year, they can find another route next year. Okay? I have no problem with bicycles other than they need to follow the traffic laws even in small cities. Because
the last thing we need is somebody getting hit.
That's right. And we all know how that intersection is at Ludenburg and Coldstream.
Did they offer to provide safety cars or no?
I told them they needed to. They need to have somebody up there all day long.
Yeah.
And you know, if they're not gonna put it up there, then don't ask. You know, I just pretty much said that I'm gonna bring it up to the commission because if we see it this year, we're gonna let them know about it. But they've been told, the bikers have been told to follow the rules. If they got a stop sign, they're supposed to stop.
Why do we care if somebody gets hit?
Because we allowed them to go through our city. That's a liability on us. Without
a liability on us, Mr. Attorney?
I mean, I'd rather avoid it.
Well,
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's
Because the person that gets hit's going to say, Worthington Hills should have had a patrol
you
person.
You get sued whether you're ultimately liable or not. So.
It's a litigious freaking society. And I don't mind these bike marathons or whatever, but, you know, I do get upset when we allow them to go through our city. We're not asked to provide any safety guards, and then we get put into a position where we could have a liability issue if somebody was to get hit. Okay? So I wanted to bring that to your attention. Does anybody have any objection to the bike beat a cancer coming through the city this year? Okay. All right, with that, is there nothing else for new business? The commissioner reports, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Commissioner Maupin, go ahead.
All right, May 2026 Utility Commissioner's Report. 424 email from Dan Small regards to a charge. 4693 on EchoTix, April invoice. He asked me to contact EchoTix about the charge. 427 contacted the building department of FLTEP. The rep said that she would look into the charge of $693 and get back with me. 52 drove the city for streetlight check. 56 email for Bed Lunch with local water company bill attached, reflecting a zero balance. And we also received a refund of $29.01 in that last. Issue with the irrigation. 511, a voicemail from resident at 4500 Dickerson Court. I returned his call, and he stated that a neighbor next to him had an abundance of junk in his backyard. They also have a tree that is dead and fallen down. A limb has fallen and hit the resident. Their address is 4504 Dickerson Court. He said another neighbor at 4508 Dickerson Court also has a lot of junk, including a broken down boat. I suggested that he contact code enforcement via email. I told him to photograph junk and submit the photos, emphasizing anything that could be a public safety issue. I also had another voicemail message, I forwarded the voicemail from resident at 4500 Dickerson Court to Mayor Stoneham and Commissioner Resendez. 516 Drill City for street light check, light out on 4415 Bayesian Court. 517 emails from resident reporting mail on Bay Run, Lunenburg, and Northumberland Streets. 518 reported street light out at 4415 Bays in Court. Called EchoTech to follow up on $693 charge and left Steve with accounts payable on voicemail. 519 filled out nominating candidate form, read all mail emails, attended city meeting, and will participate in radio check with Commissioner Metcalf.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin.
I'll go next. I don't have much to report.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Go ahead, Commissioner Goodell.
On the 24th of April, I contacted the paving companies and asked them for an updated bid. I received those. I kept up with my emails, and that's about it. I'm not even worth having. I'm not doing very much right now.
Okay, Commissioner Sundez.
I'll bring a commissioner report from April 22nd to May 19th. April 24th, we received an email about a broken mailbox. I replied, On April 27th, we sent an email about yard sale questions. I replied. On April 29th, I emailed turf tenders about landscaping estimates and received a reply. No response from previously contacted companies. April 29th, received a complaint about an unkept property reported to code enforcement. May 1st, received a complaint about an unkept property on Lunenburg Court reported to code enforcement. May 3rd, received Harold's invoice. And May 8th, met with Commissioner Metcalf at the post office to collect mail. And I drove around the city on several occasions.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Commissioner Metcalf?
Safety Commissioner Report 5-19-26. Drove city at various times with the post office each Tuesday and Friday with Christina and Deb. Deb and I went to the storage area and picked up the yard sale signs. I placed the signs around the city. On 5-16-26, went to Dan Small's office to get checks signed. On 5-1-26, issued parking permits to 3902 Northumberland and 12007 Rustburg Court. On 5-2-26, issued parking permit to 4721 Lunenburg Drive. On 5-16-26, picked up the yard sale signs from around the city. After the last city meeting was conducted, used channel 15 for radio checks. Tonight we'll be using channel 16.
Okay. I just remembered something. We have to put the bid request in the paper for the
paving
because it's
don't
at work.
Have to do that even though it's...
We'll check with KLC.
I will tomorrow.
Because they are the Flynn is on the state listing, so I'm not really sure that we have to have them since they give us what is for city authorization.
Right.
Okay, so check with KLC. If we have to bid it, then we'll put the bid in and review, you know, you can just let them know that we've got to go through that.
Okay.
Okay. Where's your list?
That is fine.
Oh. Yeah.
I have something to say.
Is it, you put it to the Kentucky State Treasurer.
That's what it says on the worksheet.
I have looked for that. I can't find it anywhere.
Let me show you. Check should be made to Kentucky State Treasurer. Thank you.
Well, that's filing with the Office of Secretary of State.
We're filing with the county clerk.
We're filing with the county clerk.
Well, I'll avoid it.
Okay. It
cost me probably $5.
Thank you for taking
check.
Those down there.
Here's my list. Checks are so expensive now.
Thank you for taking them down there.
Jefferson County clerk.
Yeah, I believe so, because on if you look down here, it says down here filing fee $50, and it's got filing official county clerk.
So it'd be Jefferson County clerk?
Yeah.
Did you sign my list, Bob?
Okay. Do I hear a motion to
adjourn?
Adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. And the time is 8:40.